An early morning house fire in Selma Park is being characterized as our biggest structural fire of 2022 so far, by Seashelt Fire Chief Trevor Pike. While high-value property loss was incurred at the residence in the 5100 block of Pam Road, no injuries were sustained by the lone male occupant of the home. Residents of adjacent homes threatened by the blaze are firefighters. The Seashelt Fire Department, SFD, was paged to respond to the fire at 4:45 a.m., Pike told Coast Reporter. The first SFD vehicle arrived on scene at 4:54 a.m. to find one building completely engulfed in flames. That home is a complete loss, according to Pike. Also destroyed were two of the homeowner's motor vehicles that were on site. Neighboring homes saved. The SFD sent two engines, its ladder tower truck and two command units accompanied by 23 personnel to battle the blaze and protect the neighboring residential structures on either side. It also requested mutual aid from the neighboring volunteer fire departments in Half Moon Bay and Roberts Creek. Each sent one engine and four firefighters to the scene. Those two homes were saved by the fire suppression efforts. Those homes were very close to going up. They were seconds away from igniting, so it's a good thing we got there in a timely fashion, said Pike. He reported that residents living to the east, two adults and an infant, were evacuated from their home while the fire was being fought and have since been returned. Those residing in the home to the west were not evacuated. As Pike explained, firefighters were able to protect and shelter those people in place even though there was some damage to the siding of their home. Cause remains undetermined. Crews remained at the site for about 3 hours. After equipment and personnel returned to the department's fire halls, SFD sent one engine back to the site to put out hot spots and to assist with the investigation of the fire's cause, which remains undetermined. The severity of the damage is extreme, and it is going to take us 2 to 3 days to dig in and find out exactly what caused the fire. We may not ever find out the cause because there is so much damage, stated Pike. 911 called by a neighbor. The fire chief said it is believed the fire was reported by a neighbor and that the homeowner also called 911 after he had self-evacuated from the property. An area resident, Michelle Sikora, reported hearing loud bangs from the vicinity of the site just after 4:30 a.m., followed by a blue flash, then fire. Everything was glowing.